Hello, my name is Greta D, and I'll be sharing with you through these podcasts my ups and downs, my hills and valleys, how I have learned as a caretaker, entrepreneur, and single parent, what I do to survive. I often tell people my life is a soap opera, I just don't get paid for it. Now I'm going to share it, how I keep moving, surviving, and living life to the fullest. I hope that we will joke, we will smile, we will laugh, we will cry, but together through these podcasts, we will see that we're not alone. I will share my everyday life experiences with you, the things that we sometimes don't verbalize, but yet I know I'm not the only person going through it. I want this podcast to express those things. I hope that we truly learn from each other, we become friends, and together we just grow stronger. But most importantly, I want us to learn that it's okay to let go and let God. So why don't we go ahead and dig into one of the most difficult things I thought that I would ever put out there. And it's dealing with grief. In January 2019, I lost my mom. I think that was the hardest thing that I had ever done before, that I've ever done, period. She was my rock. We would laugh and talk. I'd call her all the time. And the one thing about her that I always knew, she was there for me. She had my back. Well, on that day in January, my whole world ended. That moment in time just froze for me. I didn't know whether to be happy or sad, to holler or cry. What am I supposed to do now? For 7 years, I was her daughter. I was her caretaker. I just don't know where I fit in. I'm stressed. I'm frustrated, I'm confused, I'm angry, I'm just mad. I know all of us have lost someone in our lives, be it through divorce, friends, the end of a job, or any other life transition, be it death. No matter what anyone says, it hurts. It's just like somebody takes a spoon and scoops a piece of your heart out in it. I know that grief has 5 stages, and trust me, I have been through each one. The first stage is denial. The second stage is anger. The third stage is bargaining. The fourth stage is depression. And the fifth stage is acceptance. During the grief cycle, there is no time clock on your journey, how fast you're going to go through this. You don't just wake up one morning and start clicking them off one day at a time. It's a process, and it's a healing process. So as we visit the first stage of denial, I think I was in denial the first day my mom died. I was like, no, I don't accept that. I don't agree with that. That didn't just happen. I want that to change. Now, realistically, I knew that it couldn't. But in my mind, I just wanted it to go back to how it was. I didn't want to deal with the fact that she was no longer here. I just couldn't wrap myself around it. I couldn't believe that I was going to come downstairs in my home and she wasn't going to be there saying to me, "Good morning, Greta. I'm ready for my tea." How did that happen? Okay, realistically, I know how it happened. I guess my question is, why? You know, Mom used to always tell me, Greta, we all have to die. We are not going to always be here. I know that's true, but for me, it was just overwhelming. Even though she was in hospice, even though she was 91, I still felt like there was time for us to do so many things together. I was just numb. But let me say that through denial, there's grace. And the best thing about grace is that it shows you how strong you are, how you're able to push through when you didn't think you could. It lets you know actually how much you can handle. And even though it sounds cliche that God had never put on you more than what you can bear, it is through this time of grief and denial that you begin to learn what you are really made of. When you lose a job, when you lose a friend, when you lose a pet, it is something on the inside of you that has been taken away from you. It's even when you go through divorce. Nobody gets married to plan on being divorced. So it is still a life-changing event that it's okay to grieve through. It's okay to feel the loss. But when you're in that state of denial, nothing is okay. Nothing. You know, I had a conference in January that I was supposed to go to. And I knew if Mom was living, she would say, "Girl, handle your business. Take care of your business." So I got dressed, got up, packed, threw those bags on a plane in Florida, here I come. But during that conference, I don't think that I heard everything that was being said. I got excited. I felt the energy in the room, but still on the inside of me, I was in denial. I wasn't there. I was physically there, but I wasn't there mentally. When I would go back to my room in the hotel, I would just sit there and say, "I know I need to be here. I know I need to grow my business. I know that I should be grasping everything that they're saying." And then that other person said to me, "But you miss your mama. You are in a state of denial in this conference, thinking that everything is okay. It's not. You haven't even had time to say goodbye. And it's okay. You need to be able to do those things." So then I finished the conference. I came home and I thought in between the traveling and everything, I had it all together. But when I walked in my house, there was an anger stage two that raised up in me. I was just mad. I was mad at my family. I was mad at my friends. I was mad at the situation. I wanted my mother back. And I knew that that was not possible, but I still was angry. But most of all, I got mad at God. I thought, "How could you let this happen? Why did you let this happen?" I finally got him down here. We were living together. We were going to make adjustments, and this was going to be good. We were going to celebrate her birthday in March. We were going to be able to go outside. She wouldn't have to be in the bed all the time. We were finally getting things done. But no. And this is where you have to learn that God knew what was best for her. My mother was a vibrant person. She was not happy being in that bed for 7 years. She deserved to go home. She deserved to be able to walk around heaven, take care of herself, laugh, smile, dance, be the woman that she was before she was placed in hospice and in that bed. I knew that was God's plan for Mama, because like my preacher says, from the day that you're born, from the day that you were conceived, God knows everything that is going to happen to you. He understands what you're going to go through, and He's right there with you. You're not alone. So many times we don't verbalize these things because we feel like we're the only one going through it. My pain is greater than your pain. You just don't know how I feel. And people tell you, you'll be okay. You'll get over it. I don't know if you will ever get over the loss. I know that you will get through the loss. You get better from the loss. But you never get over the loss. You know, I remember Mom sitting there 3 days before she died, and she told me, she said, "Greta, I'm dying." And I said, "Mom, you are the talkingest dying woman I know." And we both laughed, but at that point, she began her journey home. She began to slowly transition. And I knew the signs, but I was in denial. I didn't want to accept it. And everybody kept saying, "But she's going to a better place. She'll be so much better off. Greta, don't be selfish." How can you not be selfish to want the one person that you know in life had your back no matter what? No matter what you said, how crazy it was, how stupid it sounded, she could call you on your mess and still love you. How are you supposed to let that person go? So not only was I dealing with the denial, I was dealing with people telling me things that just really, I heard them, but it just made me angry. I was angry that she left my daughter, that she left my dad. But then through my conversations with God, God is merciful. When you think you are all by yourself, He will bring something back to the forethought of your mind where you know you are not alone. This is a journey that everyone in a physical human form must go through. We don't get to live forever. But we do get to make a difference between the days. We get to make life better for someone. We get to smile with people. And we remember through everything that they did, your memories never cease. You're not alone. You have friends, you have family members that you could perhaps talk to, but most importantly, you have God. It's when you put yourself down on your knees and you say, "Father, I cannot do this by myself. I need some help through this grief. I need to know that you are right here with me." And then within your heart of hearts, you hear God say, "My child, I have never left you. During this process, you just forgot to lean on me." So I know God is merciful. I know He heals things. And no matter what you're going through, whether it's the loss of a family member, a friend, your job, you just don't have enough to make it. Check the check. It's okay. That's part of it. That's part of the journey. That's part of life. That's part of grieving. But you'll be all right. It all comes to pass. And then we begin stage 3 and stage 4. In the midst of the denial and the anger, we have to deal with the bargaining process and the depression. I'm going to leave that for another segment, where we discuss that, because see, right now we just need to get our thoughts together on the fact that we're not alone, that it's okay to be angry, it's okay to go through denial, and as you push through those two things, then when we go into the bargaining part and the depression part, we learn to build up to the part where we begin to accept. We accept the fact that our loved one is not here physically with us, but we learn to become whole. So I want to thank you for listening to me and letting me vent on what it is for the hardest parts of my grief so far, the denial and the depression and the anger. It's a dark place, but it doesn't have to be. You can trust and believe and hold on to the memories and make it through. So I just want you to know that together, we're going to get through this. We're going to make it. We're going to know that we're not alone, that God doesn't leave us. We have friends and family that we can talk to and lean upon. But until next time, I want you to remember to smile. I want you to remember to live life through its fullest and smile every day. Talk to you soon.